Friday, November 18th, 2022. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my AEW Full Gear predictions episode. AEW Full Gear takes place live tomorrow night from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. And this is going to be a special episode of a special predictions episode because we will be attending tomorrow night's AEW Full Gear live from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. So I'm very excited. I'm going to run down the card, get my predictions for each match. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, The Battle Club Guy. If you haven't already, follow me on Twitter, at The Battle Club Guy. But in case Twitter dies, in case Twitter shuts down, you know, there's all this worry about Twitter shutting down in the near future, why don't you follow me on Instagram, at The Battle Club Guy. And I have a YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely follow my channel. Subscribe to my channel. I'm going to upload live videos from tomorrow's AEW Full Gear. I'll upload little clips so I don't get flagged. I'll do. I'm going to try to get some live shots from outside of the arena. I'm also planning to do a live preview show tomorrow morning for you guys before we make our trip to Newark for Full Gear on the YouTube channel. So definitely subscribe, tap the bell for notifications. So let's get into the prediction show. So it's AEW Full Gear. Like I said, AEW Full Gear takes place live tomorrow, Saturday the 19th of November from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. This is going to be AEW's first pay-per-view held in the tri-state area. And this is the first pay-per-view following, you know, the whole CM Punk and Elite Brawl Out situation. And this event is also going to mark Saraya, formerly known as Paige, her first wrestling match back in 5 years. So this is going to be a stacked pay-per-view. And there's 11 matches announced. I think we're going to get 10 matches on the main card. We're going to get one match on 0 Hour. AEW Full Gear 0 Hour will start at 7 p.m. live on YouTube. And I know Tony Khan mentioned in the Full Gear media call yesterday that we're not going to get tons of matches on the 0 Hour. I think we're just going to get one or two matches. And he said he's planning to end Full Gear at a reasonable time, which is good because, you know, I'm going to be there. It's going to be me, my girlfriend, and my parents. And a reasonable time for them is always good because, as we know, AEW pay-per-views can go very long. So let's get into the card. I'm going to start with the 0 Hour match. It'll be the semifinals of the AEW World Championship Eliminator Tournament. We were supposed to get the finals at Full Gear. I don't know if that's still the case because I believe Ricky Starks had an undisclosed injury. So the semifinals is going to be Brian Cage versus either Lance Archer or Ricky Starks. And that match will take place, like I said, on the 0 Hour. And I believe Lance Archer is facing Ricky Starks tonight on Rampage to determine who will fight Brian Cage. I'm going to say it's going to end up being Brian Cage versus Ricky Starks. I believe there's a movement behind Ricky Starks right now. I said I'm a huge fan of Ricky Starks. I know Ricky Starks is over with the crowd. You know, Ricky Starks has the swagger. He has the looks. He has the moves, the mic skills. You know, he could be. When I see Ricky Starks, I see like Rocky Johnson, you know, like when The Rock was younger in the Rocky Maivia Villa days. So I get young Rock vibes from Ricky Starks. So I'm going to say it's going to be Brian Cage versus Ricky Starks in the semifinals. I'm going to say Ricky Starks will defeat Brian Cage in an upset because Brian Cage is a monster of a man. And Ricky Starks will go on to the finals to meet Ethan Page. Next up, we have a three-way match for the AEW TNT Championship. This is going to be, as the kids say, big meaty men slapping meat. I always loved that. It's Wardlow, the TNT champion, versus the Ring of Honor TV champion, Samoa Joe, versus Powerhouse Hobbs. It's going to be a crazy three-way match. Now, you know, the story of this match, it's Powerhouse Hobbs winning that TNT Championship from Wardlow. You know, Samoa Joe turned on Wardlow, broke up their team of War Joe. You know, Wardlow said he wants all the titles in AEW, including the Ring of Honor TV title, which Samoa Joe has. Samoa Joe didn't take kindly to that, so Samoa Joe turned on Wardlow and insert this three-way match. My pick to win this match is Powerhouse Hobbs. I think Powerhouse Hobbs, this is his time. This is his moment. Powerhouse Hobbs is a what you want your champion to look like. I mean, look at him. He looks scary as hell. If I saw Powerhouse Hobbs in a back alley, I'd run. I mean, this guy is indeed a powerhouse. And I think putting the TNT Championship on him will, you know, solidify that championship even more, that it even more so now. And I think we could have some good matchups between Powerhouse Hobbs, because Wardlow can move on to, you want to put more eyes on Ring of Honor, you can put Wardlow versus Samoa Joe for that Ring of Honor television title. So my pick to win and become the new AEW TNT champion is Powerhouse Hobbs. We have a steel cage match. It's Luchasaurus versus Jungle Boy Jack Perry. This one has been brewing for a while, ever since Christian turned on Jungle Boy. He's has his right hand of destruction, Luchasaurus. You know, the story is Christian Cage is hurt right now, so Jungle Boy wants to get his hands on Luchasaurus. Every time he tries to, Christian Cage gets involved. How do we solve that problem? Steel cage match. Looking forward to this. I've seen steel cage matches before in WWE. I never seen a steel cage match at AEW. So I'm looking forward to this, because AEW steel cage looks a little different. Looks a little taller to me. Might just be how it looks on TV, but it's going to be a great match. You know, Jungle Boy's out for blood. You know, how does he defeat Luchasaurus, right? Luchasaurus is bigger, stronger, taller. But I think Jungle Boy's going to get done. My pick to win in steel cage match at AEW Full Gear is Jungle Boy Jack Perry. And this is where Jungle Boy becomes Jungle Man Jack Perry. We have a tag team match. If I had a predictions or a bingo card for 2022 wrestling matches, Jeff Jarrett and Sting wouldn't be on those. But we're getting it tomorrow night at AEW Full Gear. It's the Last Outlaw, Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. They're taking on the Icon, Sting, and Darby Allin. Holy hell, this is going to be a fun match. Jeff Jarrett has appeared in GCW, WWE. He had his own wrestling, Global Force Wrestling, Impact Wrestling. This man's been everywhere. Jeff Jarrett has literally been everywhere. I mean, Jeff Jarrett just had what? He was just wrestling in Ric Flair's last match back in August. Jeff Jarrett was working for WWE. Now Jeff Jarrett's working for AEW. This man is making the rounds, getting them paychecks. And him and Jay Lethal versus Sting and Darby Allin. It's going to be a fun match. I love the way they brought in Jeff Jarrett. You know, it was very WCW-esque. You know, he's coming in to take over AEW from the other company. It's going to be fun. Anytime Sting wrestles, it's fun. You know, I'm looking forward to this match because this is going to be my parents' first time seeing Sting wrestle. So that's going to be fun. I'm team Sting and Darby Allin all day. So my picks to win is Sting and Darby Allin. I hope Sting jumps off of the barricade or the Titantron or the, you know, balcony, whatever he does. And I'm sure we'll get a chair shot from Jeff Jarrett to Darby. But and then I'm picking Sting and Darby Allin to win this match. Next up, we have a singles match for the AEW TBS Championship. It's the AEW TBS Champion. She is that bitch, Jade Cargill. She's undefeated. I think she's like 41-0 right now. She's beaten everybody. She's taken on the beast, Nyla Rose. You know, Nyla Rose stole her TBS championship. She said she's a real TBS champion. Jade Cargill isn't. We all know that's not true. This match is easy for me. Jade Cargill retains her TBS championship and goes on to being even more, you know, building her legacy even more of her undefeated streak. Now, I said this on Twitter yesterday. A lot of people got upset. If there's any time that you would bring in a Sasha Banks, or formerly known Sasha Banks, Mercedes Vernado, Mercedes Moan, Mercedes Banks, whatever you want to call her, I don't know if Sasha Banks will ever wrestle again. Okay? I think she's done with WWE. People have called me wrong. People said she's still under contract with WWE. I don't know. I don't work for WWE. I have no idea. I don't know if she's still under contract with WWE. All I know is that she went on Instagram last month and said that in November, she had something very exciting to announce. Now, maybe that was her brand that got posted on Twitter, her own company. She has, I think it's called Sonado. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. All I know is that Tony Khan's a smart man. Sasha Banks is a smart woman. And if there's anyone that can afford her rate right now, give her the schedule where she can wrestle part-time, go to Japan and wrestle, go do her clothing line if she's doing that, go make a rap album if she wants to do that, go do the runway shows in Paris and New York City. AEW is that place because Tony Khan gives his wrestlers the freedom to do other stuff. Britt Baker wrestles on Wednesday. She's a dentist on Thursday. Darby Allin, he's a wrestler on Wednesday. He's a stuntman on Saturday. Okay? WWE's not going to let her do that because they don't have the time for them to do that. WWE is nonstop. Okay? They got Monday Night Raw. They got Friday Night SmackDown. They got the house shows. They got the pay-per-views. They got to send you to the press conferences, the TV shows. So if there's ever a time that I could think for Sasha Banks to debut in AEW, call me stupid, call me crazy, call me naive, say there's zero chance, Justin, Sasha Banks isn't showing up tomorrow. Well, this is the fun part about wrestling. Anything can happen. So I'm going to say that if there was ever time for Sasha Banks to make her debut in AEW, it's tomorrow night at the end of Jade Cargill versus Nyla Rose. Jade Cargill defeats Nyla Rose, says she's defeated everyone in AEW. There's no one left for her to fight. Out comes Mercedes, Sasha Banks. There you go. The internet goes crazy. So that's my crazy speculation. That's my rant for tomorrow. I think there's a slight chance we might get Sasha Banks at Full Gear. Rant over. Next match. It's a Dr. Britt Baker versus Saraya, formerly known as Paige. This is going to be Saraya's first match in 5 years. Doctors told her before she could probably never wrestle again. WWE wouldn't clear her. I think that's the case. She couldn't get cleared in WWE. She went to like 5 doctors, got cleared. Now, whether you're a fan of Saraya, you're not a fan of Saraya, this is a big moment for her. If anyone knows Saraya's Paige's story, all the bullshit she had to go through, all the abuse she suffered, got hurt in her last match with Sasha Banks in WWE. All that bad stuff that happened to her in her life. This is a big moment for her. I was always a huge fan of Paige in WWE. I got to meet Paige at SummerSlam. Always was a huge fan. So this is a big moment for me. This is a big moment for Saraya and for the fans. This is her first match in 5 years. Saraya wins this match. There's no way she loses this match after 5 years. And I'm just glad I'm going to be in attendance for that moment. It's going to be an emotional moment. And so proud of Saraya. And I know she's going to go out there and kick the doctor's ass. Next up, we have another women's match. We got 3 women's matches. So I love it. Tony Khan's doing the thing. I don't care what anyone says about TK. He's doing the damn thing tomorrow night. We got 3 women's matches. Leave the man alone. It's Toni Storm. She's defending her AEW Women's World Championship, well, Interim World Championship, against Jamie Hayter. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it loud enough for the people in the back to hear. It's Hayter's time, baby. My pick to win and become the new Interim AEW Women's World Champion is Jamie Hayter. Jamie Hayter has the looks. She has the skills. She has everything you want. You know, she's a heel, but we all love her, so she's like in between. Even though Jamie Hayter tried to steal my Britt Baker sign a couple years ago when I was ringside at AEW Dynamite, I'm going to let that one go. I'm going to let it go. I don't hold grudges. I'm too old to hold grudges. It's going to be a great match. Jamie Hayter leaves Newark as your new interim AEW Women's World Champion because it is Hayter's time. Next up, we have a match that I didn't even think we were going to be having. It's Death Triangle. It's that bastard pack with my boys Penta and Rey Fénix. Lucha Bros with Pack. You put them together, they're the Death Triangle. They're defending the AEW World Trios Championships against the three men that never lost the AEW Trios World Championships. The three men that got suspended due to another man running his mouth, going crazy, eating pastries and seltzer water, losing his fucking mind. These three men are Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson. You put them together. They're the Elite. The Elite are back, baby. The clock's ticking. Tomorrow night, Newark, the Elite make their return to AEW. And the Elite will reclaim those AEW World Trios Championships they never lost. And that place is going to go nuts when the Elite comes out. Next up, we have a tag team match for the AEW World Tag Team Championships. It's the third encounter for these four gentlemen. It's the Acclaim, Anthony Bowens and Max Caster, with daddy-ass Billy Gunn. They're taking on Swerve in Our Glory, Keith Lee, Swerve Strickland. It's going to be a great match. I'm kind of disappointed FTR isn't in this match, but that's another story for another day. This is the third round of the match. Third round match between these four gentlemen. I don't see how you take the titles. I don't see how you take the titles off of the Acclaim right now. I don't see how you do that. I think you gotta keep the titles on the Acclaim. I think this is gonna be the end of Swerve and All Glory as a tag team. You know, you've seen the dissension between Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland. Swerve's that, you know, sneaky Swerve heel. Keith Lee doesn't like the way he operates. So there will be some dissension in this match. And in the end, still AEW World Tag Team Champions, Anthony Bowens, Max Caster, the Acclaim. And then they move on to hopefully a match with FTR, because FTR deserves that match. In the main event, this match will change. I'm going to say this match is going to not, it's going to change the landscape of AEW, right? Because this match has so many factors in it. This is the AEW World Championship match. It's your AEW World Champion. The man who's, this, you put the title on him three times now. He was supposed to go on vacation. Never went on his vacation. Okay, had to sacrifice time off with his family to fill in the shoes of someone that couldn't do it. Okay, this man is Jon Moxley. He's your AEW World Champion. He's defending his championship against the next man up, in my opinion. Whether you call him a heel, babyface, you hate him, you love him, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF. Jon Moxley, MJF, for the AEW World Championship. Now, how did this all start, right? MJF made his big return at All Out, which I was in attendance for, came out, pointed at CM Punk. Early in the night at All Out, MJF was the mystery man in the casino ladder match, won the casino ladder match. So this match was supposed to be MJF versus CM Punk. But CM Punk decided to do other things, and we all know where that went. I'm not going to rant about that. So now we got MJF, Jon Moxley. MJF had the firm help him win that casino ladder match, but MJF didn't like the way the firm was doing things, so he fired the firm. Firm beats up MJF, firm beats up Jon Moxley. Now, we have William Regal in Jon Moxley's corner, right? William Regal, Jon Moxley, they have history. William Regal, MJF, they have history. So, MJF said he won't use the Dynamite Diamond ring to win this match. He said he's going to win it clean. He's going to win this match clean. I think we're going to get. I don't know what the correct term is. Double turn, if that's the correct term. I think William Regal is going to turn on Jon Moxley and help MJF win the AEW World Championship. Because that will be a big moment that's going to shock everyone in the crowd. That's going to solidify MJF as your top heel. Okay, William Regal with MJF. William Regal turning on Jon Moxley to help MJF win the AEW World Championship. I think that's how it's going to go down. And then Jon Moxley takes his vacation that he deserves. But in the end, my pick to win the AEW World Championship and become the new AEW World Champion tomorrow night at AEW Full Gear is Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF. Leaves Newark as a new AEW World Champion. I can't wait to be there to see that go down. Well, there you go, folks. That has been my AEW Full Gear predictions episode. Like I said, AEW Full Gear takes place live tomorrow night from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. We will be in attendance for AEW Full Gear. So definitely keep it locked to all my social accounts. I'll be posting live pictures, videos, outside the arena, inside the arena, all that good stuff for you guys. Can't wait. This will be my second Full Gear that I will be attending. This will be my girlfriend's first Full Gear event. And this will be my dad's first wrestling pay-per-view in about 5 years. So it's going to be a great time. Can't wait for that. Tomorrow night, it's AEW Full Gear. Will Jade Cargill remain undefeated? Or will Nyla Rose claim herself as the new TBS champion? It's Soraya's first match in 5 years. Will she show the world that she still got it? Or will the doctor see her now? And will Britt Baker crush Soraya's big comeback? It's AEW Trios championship match. Will Death Triangle show everyone that they are the true AEW Trios champions? Or will the Elite super kick their way back into the AEW Trios Championship? And it's the main event, Jon Moxley versus MJF for the AEW World Championship. Will Jon Moxley once again prove that getting in the ring with him is hazardous to your health? Or will MJF show everyone that he is better than Jon Moxley and he knows it? We'll find out live tomorrow night. It's AEW Full Gear. I will see you at AEW Full Gear.